Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. To find more information about the Preacher Boys podcast and upcoming documentary, visit PreacherBoysDoc.com or connect on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey guys, my name is Eric. I'm the host of the Preacher Boys podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of the show. I can't believe it's almost been a year now since the Preacher Boys podcast officially started taking shape, and I couldn't have anticipated what all has happened with the show, all the incredible people I've gotten to meet, the experts in the fields of trauma, in law enforcement, and all these different other categories that I've been able to connect with. It's just been incredible, and it's been a lot to maintain. But it's been an amazing experience overall. And just as we get ready to dive into the new year in 2021, I wanted to just kind of really officially share my public vision for the show. And I know that's very churchy of me to have a little vision meeting here, a little vision casting. But really, I started sitting down a couple months into the show. I just started really recognizing that the show was bigger than what I anticipated it would be. And it was really starting to grow in a way that was unprecedented. I was getting to connect with people I never thought I'd have the opportunity to really connect with. And just about 2 months ago, maybe a month ago, I started really writing out the vision of the show and what is the mission of Preacher Boys. And it started simply on the first thing I'll talk about in a second. It really started with the idea of exposing. And really getting these messages out there. But it's become about so much more than that. And so I really want to dive into the three points of the mission statement of the Preacher Boys podcast, the three E's of our mission statement, and what I hope Preacher Boys is, what it will continue to develop into, and what it will be moving forward. First up, the mission of Preacher Boys is to expose. The Preacher Boys podcast exists to shed a bright spotlight on the very real subject of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within independent fundamental Baptist churches. All IFP churches do not have a monopoly on abuse, but it's an undeniable problem within the movement and must be addressed. And so what I really want to address with this is that there is a problem. It's very specific. It's very identifiable within the independent Baptist movement. Yes, it happens in other churches, denominations, secular environments. But again, I am addressing what I'm familiar with, what I know, what I grew up in, what I see as a very specific problem. And much like there needs to be organizations like SNAP that deal with Catholic abuse, I think there needs to also be dealing with IFB abuse. And so I do think it's a very specific problem. I think the best way to tackle problems is at a kind of granular level. And so I think going the route of addressing IFB abuse specifically is very important. And again, doesn't mean that all IFB churches are bad. There's a lot of good pastors, a lot of good IFB churches. But there are some problems within the movement that help cultivate an environment of abuse. So the first part of the mission is to expose. Hey, everybody, we're going to get back to the show in just a minute. But before our brief intermission, I'd like to introduce a thought-provoking new podcast called Psychotherapy. That's two words if you're going to go search for it right now. This show sheds light on the very real issue of abusive therapists and pastoral counselors. In every helping profession, including therapy, there's a vulnerability to exploitation. And Psychotherapy delves deep into the red flags, risks, and real-life stories of those affected by unethical practices. Tune in to Psychotherapy with Leah Denton on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows.
I'm Leah Denton, and this is Psychotherapy, a show dedicated to providing survivors of therapy harm a platform to share their stories and to offer language for those of us trying to make sense of our own experiences with the psycho in the therapist chair.
Next is to engage. It's to engage thoughtfully on the subject of abuse. The Preacher Voice podcast is not a satire site. It's not a reflection of a personal vendetta against all who identify with the movement. We must look objectively at the issues at hand using relevant data and dialoguing with survivors to better understand and deconstruct the religious subcultures that lend themselves to abuse. Every survivor's story is worth being told, and every survivor has equal value regardless of their gender, ethnicity, current religious affiliation, sexual orientation, age, or any other factor. We want to engage with everybody with empathy, with respect, with kindness, and we need to recognize that while there could be a lot of time spent laughing at things we don't like or making fun of things that we disagree with, the majority of the time needs to be spent on looking at real data, real experiences of real individuals, and engaging thoughtfully with empathy and with kindness. So I want to expose, I want to engage, and lastly, I want to equip. And this is a part of Preacher Boys that's been largely behind the scenes to this point, but I'll go into this here. Preacher Boys podcast exists not only to rally survivors and advocates now outside the movement, but also to spark a fire of change within, leading current congregants, leaders, and pastors within the IFB to effect change in their own churches. Through interviews and contributed resources from trauma therapists, mental health experts, law enforcement, clergy, and other specialists, the Preacher Boys podcast should be a growing library of information for the pastor hoping to strengthen the security of their church, their capacity to minister to the hurting, and their ability to be what the church should have been and should always be, a place of refuge and safety. And so as we move into 2021, you're going to see more exposing of things that have happened, things that are wrong. You're going to see more engaging thoughtfully with different experts, different survivors, people who are dealing with data within the church. But also, you're going to start seeing a real uptick in equipping local bodies of believers, local churches, IFB churches, churches across the board to really understand the nature of abuse and how to deal with it, from all the way from prevention to when something happens, how do we assist the survivor and deal with the abuser. And so I really hope that I can be an encouragement through the show to survivors, that I can be an encouragement to pastors who rightfully hate abuse and don't want it in their churches. And I hope that we can really all engage in more thoughtful conversations on this topic. It's so important to shed a light on abuse because all of us who care about people don't want this happening, whether you're IFB, whether you're regardless of where you are on the spectrum of people who are maybe consuming the show. I want it to be a place where you can find resources to expose, engage, and feel equipped to handle this tough topic. So going into 2021, I hope that you'll kind of stay on target with me on this mission, that we can all be in this together and make the church a place of refuge, safety, and love for people who need it, and to help those who've been hurt by the church to find comfort, peace, and the help that they truly need. Thank you so much for staying with the Preacher Boys podcast for one whole year, and I hope 2021, the roof just blows up off this thing, and we can keep moving forward with incredible momentum. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy holidays once again, and wishing you guys the best new year possible. Talk to you all very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.